How did you come up with your sound? How did you find that sound? What are you influenced by? You know, like, what makes you tick vocally?
You know, as far as the vocals, around the late 90s, early 2000, I was getting into some of the gothic music at the time. There was a band just from San Francisco, actually, right in our neck of the woods, named Switchblade Symphony. And they had this operatic singer called Tina Rhodes that just blew me away. And I'd sing along to her stuff like every day in the car, you know, just trying to approximate her. I never got that close, but definitely one of my idols or influences. There's some other bands such as Support Eternus. There's a solo act out of Germany that I was also listening to. And there's another gal out of L.A. Called Emily Autumn that's along that same vein. I just really look up to the sort of singers you can almost get into a character. It's almost like voice acting, crosses this theatrical thing. And that's who I tend to look up to as well. There's a lot of symphonic metal acts out there similar to us. Definitely, I've got to mention Nightwish. It's just, you know, a long time influence, and some other acts like Zandria or Tristani out there that I'd model myself after, or as well are similar that I'm looking at right now, listening to and getting into, and just kind of keeping ideas in mind for as I listen to them. So it kind of scans the gamut of more like the 90s gothic to, you know, what's even going on right now in symphonic metal, you know, abroad, especially in like Northern Europe.
For someone that's listening to this interview right now and has never heard the term symphonic metal, how would you describe that to them?
What you're looking for, it's metal, you know, but it's got a really strong metal melody to it. There's symphonic elements such as samples from strings or choir or horns even. So you get a really, and definitely some synthesizer sounds as well. So you get kind of a cinematic feel to the music. There's grandiose or triumphant feel often too. That, you know, just seems, it's something that you can definitely follow with a, you know, a melody, a little bit of a hook to catch in your head, but also just something that kind of takes you into another world when you're listening to it, or, you know, again, with that theatrical element that we're looking for.
I've noticed, like, a common theme in a lot of the songs on your album is just, how can I say this, like almost a sonic depth. There's just different sounds going on, and they're all layered on top of each other, and they all work well, and they flow with one another. The End of Men is one of those songs that I feel like it just has all these different layers to it that really flow beautifully together. How was that song written? How did that song come to be?
The End of Men. No, trying to remember in what order we wrote it as far as the album. But with the End of Men, I think as far as the depths and layers, the subject of the song definitely lyrically is the idea that the three fates have decided that's it. Humanity itself is going to end. You've got the sister who spins the web, the sister who measures the web, and the one who cuts it. And they decide that's it. Let's just cut them all off. So I actually, with this and several other the songs, I recorded three different vocal tracks and stacked it to give the feel like there's more than one person talking. And we also do the guitars and so forth that way too. Everything's stacked in layers, recorded, but stacked in layers. It's just something that we carried on with that one. And actually with that one, we thought, yeah, I think this works, this whole layering thing. So, we, you know, that's when we're even just conceptually, the idea to layer multiple things, we're together, and we brought that over to most of the other songs in the album.
What kind of got you in that mood to write a song about the, you know, the end of humanity?
I am a big mythology and sci-fi and fantasy geek. I'm constantly reading about the stuff, and, you know, it's almost, you know, it's very, it's kind of a hot topic, you know, and there's always this, the end of the world, or what would happen, or what might happen afterwards. It's been something that we've kind of really been interested in, just for a while, and I, the idea that, I like to take different looks at it from different angles, you know, because there's this sort of fascination in society with the end of the world. You know, it's almost like a cosmic reset button, you know, that, like, okay, everything will be fine because there's going to be a chance to just push the start button again and you know, get a fresh start on everything, the universe as a whole, maybe. So that's a big concept with all of our songs. Many of them kind of touch on that.
As far as, you know, the multi-layered, you know, the stacking and things like that, how does that affect your live show? How is your live show different from your in-studio work?
You know, for a while there, I was, like, singing through a vocal pedal to get kind of a doubling effect, but yeah, I've abandoned that for live, so you'll just hear my voice with no effects now live, so that's going to be a little bit different. We're currently not using any sort of backup singers. For a while, we did not have a rhythm guitarist. Now that we do have a rhythm guitarist, and our producer, Guy Valdez, is dedicated on lead guitars, we have a more of a depth of sound live, too. Currently, the only thing that we have going on as far as a backing track would be the symphonic element, some of the strings that come in, mm-hmm. the choir samples, that sort of thing. But everything else is just us. So that's how it's a little bit different. You know, there's not three of me singing live, but in the album you'll hear that, as well as, you know, some more effects such as delay, reverb, and yeah, some of the things that we do in the studio. But the live's a little bit more of a roster show, so you get to hear a little different side for us, too, which I think is kind of cool.
As far as your influences, before you mentioned a lot of metal acts, what's a singer or a songwriter or a band that you love that you're kind of, considering, you know, the type of music that you perform, that you're almost embarrassed or kind of like a guilt, it's like a guilty pleasure, like an artist that no one would expect that you like, that you absolutely love?
You know, we were just talking about this the other day, just from being children, growing up in the 80s, myself and Guy Valdez, here's what someone just threw out, Blondie.
Nice.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's something, so we've definitely had influences from other genres, you know, especially growing up, that have, you know, that we still carry with us now.
I'm going to give you a hypothetical here. Like, let's just say, oftentimes you only get that one song to really introduce yourselves to a listener. So, like, if you had to pick one song to give to somebody, like, on the train to kind of, like, get them into your band, what song do you think that you would pick off the album and why?
You know, it'd be Must Ramen. Because even before we released this CD, we were just working with some older material and doing some live shows and just kind of getting out there as a band. The song Must Ramen has just by far been a crowd favorite. We always joke, you know, we'll play Must Ramen, you know, until we're old and gray. That'll be one that we always have to include in a set. It just seems to be the one that people react over the top. You know, it just seems to be a long-standing fan favorite of ours, so that's the one.
Okay. How do you want this album to ultimately be remembered?
I'd love it to be thought of as something that kind of brought a new style, something that maybe brought something people hadn't heard before or hadn't heard this way before. Something kind of new. Like, oh, this is metal, but this is a new type of metal, and maybe I like this kind of metal. imitation's the sincerest form of flattery. If anyone else decided to kind of go with this style, you know, that'd be amazing. But yeah, I feel like we've maybe forged something new. I haven't heard anyone exactly like us, so if that was to be a legacy, yeah, I'd like to maybe think that we made it somewhat of our own style here. And hey, if it took off and people started grabbing onto it or trying to make more of it or anything like that, that's the ultimate, I think, praise any artist could ever hope for.